This is USA News. I'm Blue Flores. Classified documents have been found at former Vice President Pence's Indiana home. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio didn't mince words when talking about the latest discovery involving somebody who was or is currently in the White House. As a result of the Pence fine, the Department of Justice and FBI have launched a probe into how the documents wound up at his home. The discovery comes as separate investigations are happening into classified documents found at the residence of President Biden and former President Trump. On that note, House Oversight Chairman James Comer said the Pence documents probe isn't the same as Biden's. The Kentucky Republican insisted that Biden's White House keeps withholding information from Congress and the American people. A controversial advanced placement course on African American studies is being rolled out after being rejected and then changed.
The College Board has announced they will be revising their old course, and a new framework for the Advanced Placement Program will be released on February 1st. The original course was blocked by Governor Ron DeSantis' administration, who claimed it was, quote, inexplicably contrary to Florida law. DeSantis has signed laws banning critical race theory in Florida schools. The White House has called DeSantis' opposition incomprehensible. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Embattled New York Congressman George Santos is following through on the surprise he promised journalists once he arrived at his Washington office today. A table filled with coffee and donuts from Dunkin' Donuts was placed outside his door. A picture on Twitter made it seem like they were takers since some of the donuts were missing. The 34-year-old freshman who represents parts of Long Island and Queens has admitted to making up several parts of his life. President Biden is praying for those impacted by a mass shooting in Northern California that left 7 people dead and 1 critically injured. In the statement, Biden said, for the second time in recent days, California communities are mourning the loss of loved ones in a senseless act of gun violence. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is formally rejecting California Democrats Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell from serving on the Intelligence Committee. McCarthy rejected a request from House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries asking that the pair be on the panel where membership assignments are at the Speaker's discretion. The rejection was due to the ability to maintain a standard worthy of this committee's responsibilities, according to a letter from McCarthy to Jeffries. One convicted U.S. Capitol rioter is facing decades in prison for threatening Nancy Pelosi.
It happened during the historic assault on Congress as they attempted to certify Joe Biden's presidential election victory in 2020. Rioter Pauline Brower illegally entered the Capitol building while shouting, "This is where we find Nancy Pelosi," later yelling, quote, "Bring her out. Bring her out here." On Tuesday, Brower was convicted of multiple felony and misdemeanor charges. She could face up to 20 years in prison for her role in the riot. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Senator Jack Reed is calling on the Federal Trade Commission to examine rapidly rising egg prices. The Rhode Island Democrat wrote a letter to the FTC on Tuesday demanding they investigate whether major egg retailers are using the latest outbreak of bird flu as a cover for price gouging. Reed's letter backs a campaign to investigate Cal-Maine Foods, which controls 20% of the egg market. In the midst of the flu crisis, the company reported quarterly sales up 110% and gross profits up over 600%. He noted many small producers have managed to keep prices under control during the same time period. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.